As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.
At LASIK Plus, we know LASIK is a big decision, and every one of our patients is unique. That's why we customize your LASIK journey to you.
I only have a certain budget.
No problem. Right now at LASIK Plus, get 20% off LASIK when treated in April. That can be over $900 off when treating both eyes. Plus, guaranteed financing options. So visit MyLASIKOffer.com today to start your journey towards 20/20 vision.
Must mention this promotion and be treated in April of 2024 to qualify. 20% off standard price and wave light procedure. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Go to MyLASIKOffer.com for details.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
And so it goes, the conservative struggle to retake control over the Republican Party. And you know what, folks? This is happening in real time. And it's something I have an upfront and close personal experience with. Let me boil this down to a name you all should know. As a matter of fact, this name is becoming a national household name, as President Trump has said. Anyone who supports this individual is a fool. His name is Dade Phelan. He's an alleged Republican. And Dade Phelan gives power to Democrats they didn't earn at the ballot box. That has earned him national attention as being, well, heretofore, until just very recently, the only Republican speaker in America to give Democrats power they didn't earn at the ballot box inside the legislature. Power to disrupt and destroy conservative legislation. And that's what Dade Phelan has done. Now, this Dade Phelan phenomenon is nothing new. This started back in the Charlie Guerin Gang of 11 coup, which installed a guy by the name of Joe Strauss. They overthrew a traditional Republican way back in the day and installed a Republican who was loyal to Democrats, because Democrats said, this is the Republican we will support. This is the Republican who we've cut a deal with. And all that Republican had to do in a typical Karl Rove, George W. Bush fashion is cut a deal and pay off several Republicans, 10 to 12 to 15 Republicans to go along. And then you control the legislature and conservatives were boxed out. And that's pretty much how things have gone here over the last 20 plus years or so. So the idea that Dade Phelan finds himself in a runoff right now is, first off, historic in and of itself. He wasn't as skilled as Joe Strauss was at BSing the electorate. He wasn't as skilled as Dennis Bonin was at pulling the wool over conservative voters' eyes, the GOP base's eyes. So now he finds himself in a runoff and he's lashing out at individuals, in particular the man who's challenging him. Here's Dade Phelan over the weekend. It's been 19 days since ducking David Covey started hiding from voters by refusing a local televised debate. And for 19 days, ducking David has neglected to accept the invitation, negotiate, or answer to House District 21 voters. Instead, he is making up excuse after excuse to avoid facing me directly. Folks, this is an action taken by Dade Phelan because he's losing. The incumbent does not seek a debate if he's polling well. And Dade Phelan is cancerous. And he knows it. He absolutely knows it. So he's begging David Covey for a debate. Now, David Covey's in the catbird seat and he knows it. Now, why would David Covey go onto a debate where the deck was stacked against him, knowing the left-wing biased press is on Dade Phelan's side because Dade Phelan is actually a Democrat. And everybody in the media knows it. That's why they love him. He stabs conservatives in the back. He stabs Republicans in the back, Republican base voters. That's why the press loves him. So this little post on X by Dade Phelan, Desperate Dade, got the attention of conservative Brian Harrison, who noted bold words from someone who cut the mics off when conservatives tried to speak on the House floor last session. Ooh, yeah, yeah. When your whole life is censorship to protect leftists, Dade Phelan, you don't have any room to cast shade. Now, I, your liberty-loving Latino, also took to X to excoriate Dade Phelan and his hypocrisy. Quote, says the guy ducking our show and other conservative shows, would at Dade Phelan attend a debate where he didn't have the left-wing press's cover? Why is Dade and his lieutenants so afraid of conservatives? I thought they were Republicans. So anyhow, folks, this is desperation. Absolute desperation. And here's where I know Dade Phelan came on my radio show twice ahead of the last legislative session. And I should have smelled something was up. I didn't. I'm kicking myself because I didn't. Where Dade Phelan was just lavishing praise on Governor Greg Abbott. And the reason why he was doing that was because he knew he was going to go against Governor Greg Abbott. He came on our show. He said, this is what we were going to do in the legislative session. All of these conservative agenda items would get a fair hearing. And then he shut everything down. Of the 8 Republican priorities, only 2 passed. While hundreds of Democrat initiatives got prioritized and passed in the Texas House, including a falsely predicated impeachment against the most effective attorney general against leftists in this country, Ken Paxton. So this is what Dade Phelan was calculating when he was coming on my show. And then all of a sudden, folks, as the session was wearing on and conservative items kept on falling by the wayside, like, for example, selling land in Texas to foreign enemies, Dade Phelan fought and defeated a bill that would have made that illegal. He fought for America's enemies. He fought to defeat, he and his lieutenants, to defeat parental school choice and education freedom. He fought tooth and nail to give us our money back. And basically, folks, he was dragged kicking and screaming to give us back our money that had been, too much had been taken in property taxes. And, you know, folks, the idea that we got a historic level back, allegedly, is undercut by the fact that the legislature, this was very much a Democrat priority. They increased government spending by historic levels here in the state of Texas. So it was a wash, I suppose. We got some of our money back, but government decided to use the rest of it, which belongs to us, to implement record spending increases. So I don't know that it was so much a win as a wash for conservatives. So look, folks, you know what I've been saying about the Rhino reckoning. We have to turn Super Tuesday's political earthquake into a resulting tsunami. How do you do that? By voting your values. If you have a Republican who happens to be in a runoff, air quotes Republican, who happens to be in a runoff, who you can map, who you can show was more dedicated to Democrats than conservatives, then it is incumbent on you as a primary voter, as a conservative primary voter, to take action. Now, if your district is already settled, if you know who your representative is going to be come the fall election, then maybe you should pay attention to what's happening in District 21. Speaker Dade Phelan versus David Covey. We hear from Mr. Covey next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
I'm sure you've seen all these Obamacare commercials. If they were accurate, everybody would be happy and your wallet wouldn't be dragged over the coals. In the real world, it appears those ads are just as much BS as Obamacare is. What if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Have you been growing frustrated that all your favorite stuff's getting canceled out there by the woke crowd? When Fox News, in deference to leftists, got rid of Tucker Carlson, didn't you say to yourself, nobody asked me? Folks, you have power to stop that. Stop funding woke companies. Support those who stand for America, your rights, and your values. Go with Patriot Mobile. I know what you're saying. How is Patriot Mobile going to help me fight back? Well, not only do they have an industry-leading coverage guarantee, they're also America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. And then there's this. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile by going to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, you support me. You keep my voice independent, making sure the woke crowd can't touch me. So if you prize your values, if you like good value, and you want to keep your liberty-loving Latino conservative, strong, and unafraid, go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM, get free activation, or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT, take a stand against the woke at patriotmobile.com/storm.
Tired of cable news lying to you? It's time the establishment media went the way of the dinosaurs and for free digital journalism to rise. At Texas Scorecard, we bring you real news for real Texans with no paywalls ever. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
President Trump said anyone who supports Dade Phelan, who is the current really a Democrat Speaker of the House, is a fool. And that's why Karl Rove supports Dade Phelan. And President Trump is right, a fool. Anyone who would give aid and comfort to enemies of America, which would be the Democrat Socialist Party, is a fool. David Covey is the former Orange County Republican Party chairman and is a constitutional conservative dedicated to representing South Texas. Covey is endorsed by President Donald J. Trump in his race against Dade Phelan. Sir, welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be here.
It's good to see you, sir, and hear from you again. The latest controversy in GovEd, these sickos, I don't know if you've been watching this, but these sickos in GovEd who have been out there saying that the parents don't deserve choice, the parents are the last people we should be trusting. I don't know if you saw this, but here is the founder of a guy by the name of his name just slipped my mind, but his organization is Pastors for Texas Children. Now he's a pastor, and I believe he's a fake. But here's what he had to say about school choice.
I'm the product of private education and public education. I am half and half, and I loved both. And it never once occurred to my daddy to ask you to pay for my private education. I don't know how I got chosen for the private school. All three of my brothers went to public school, K through 12. But I guess they thought I needed a little extra help, right?
Well, yeah, by judging by his public position, I think he needs a lot of help. But did his daddy, do you think, wanted to consign us all to pay for a GovEd system that is unaccountable and not performing?
It's really unbelievable. You know, everybody on that side wants to let someone besides the parents make the educational choices. And for why? Why are we fighting so hard to keep parents from being involved in the education of their children when they're the ones that love their kids? They know them the best and can make the best decisions. And it just doesn't make sense, Chris.
Doesn't make sense to me. Where are you on? We know Dade Phelan and his cabal of left-wing Republicans, they reject parental school choice and education freedom. They worked very, very hard to defeat it in the last legislative session. And many of them paid with their jobs because of it. What is your position on parental school choice and education freedom?
I am a big parental rights guy. I'm the product of homeschooling. And so my parents had the ability to homeschool me, but they did it on their own dime. But a lot of families don't have that ability to do that. And so I want to give it. I think the money should follow the child, and the parents should get to decide. And it's a pretty simple concept. Most Republicans agree with that. They want to see it done. And so the question is, why is Dade Phelan obstructing the will of the Republicans? And the answer is because his Democrat donors don't like it. And so they don't want to give parents choice. They don't want to give educational freedom to families. And so Dade Phelan has to fight against it.
Well, yes, absolutely, because he's bought and paid for, as you mentioned, by the Democrat Party and Democrat donors. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, he has been sounding very, very determined, as has Governor Greg Abbott, about what to do about parental school choice and education freedom. I want to play a soundbite, and then I got a question for you. Listen to this.
It is time for the parents of Texas to have the right to send their child to the school of their choice. We passed it 5 times in the Senate. It's about time school choice passes so we can save our kids from the woke culture in our schools. We will not accept defeat.
If Texas is fortunate enough for you to defeat Dade Phelan, Mr. Covey, and if you are fortunate enough to go serve the 21st District, how will you be voting on parental school choice and education freedom?
I will fully support parental rights and educational freedom. I think it's time. And you hear the passion in the Lieutenant Governor's voice as he's speaking on this issue and other conservatives, because we've worked on this issue for a long time. And Republicans have been asking for this, and the only people that are suffering are the kids. And so it's time to do what's right for our Texas kids and put them first instead of trying to line people's pockets with money or fear-mongering and saying, oh, well, public education will suffer. No, it's not going to suffer. If anything, the competition is good, and that is going to help everyone improve. And so I'm a big supporter. I think that if we allow families to choose what's best for their children, then that's going to make everyone safer, happier, and get a better education.
Well, I couldn't agree more. And there is a story that's out, and I'm trying to remember who put this out. This is, KATV.com has it, but it's all over Texas. You know about electioneering. Electioneering is illegal, but many ISDs, because they believe they're above the law. This is the culture that Dade Phelan, Karl Rove, and the Democrats have built inside of GovEd. They're filled with a bunch of lawbreakers at the administrative level. Now you've got two school district employees in Denton, Texas, that's in North Texas, now indicted because they took American taxpayer dollars and resources and decide they put the thumb on the scale to elect left-wingers, to elect Democrats and those who are Republicans, who are really Democrats but pretend to be Republicans. What is your thought on those inside of ISDs ignoring Governor Greg Abbott's prohibition on masking, stepping outside of the law here, the myriad breaches of law we're seeing in these ISDs all over Texas?
Well, it's really outrageous. And, you know, schools have gotten away from the basics and teaching education. And now we have, in many ISDs, more administration and more money going to administration than actually going to teachers.
Yep.
And so we've lost focus of putting the money where it benefits our families and our kids and their future, and it's showing, by the way, in the testing. And so instead, we have all these administrators who want to get involved in politics. They want to take stands. They want to push the families in their schools how to vote for this bond, vote for this candidate. And that is the wrong focus. Let's get the focus back on education. Let's keep it on education and let families teach their children their political views instead of the school teaching their woke ideology.
So true. These committed leftists who are in charge of these administrations, they're bad for teachers, they're bad for children, and they're bad role models for children because they're teaching
That's right.
kids that they can break the law. and to break the law. And that's why GovEd has descended so far and needs the competition that you were talking about. David Covey is our guest right now, folks. He's running to replace Dade Phelan in a runoff election coming up on May 28th. I want to play the Club for Growth ad for you and get your reaction. This is incredibly powerful, and it goes to one of the biggest problems with guys like Dade Phelan, with guys like Joe Strauss, with guys like Dennis Bonin and Karl Rove, and the Bush dynasty that is collapsing here in Texas. Listen to this.
We heard from Speaker of the Texas House, Dade Phelan, about the bruising he took on Super Tuesday.
Bruised and bitter after being denied re-election, Dade's doubling down on his liberal record.
You've continued to allow some Democrats to chair committees. Would you continue that practice if you are reelected?
I'm not wavering from that.
Dade Phelan didn't learn his lesson. Unwaveringly liberal. Democrat in disguise. Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this ad.
I found very little to disagree with their analysis of Dade Phelan as a Democrat in disguise. The idea that you would appoint Democrat chairs when they don't have a majority in the Texas State House is absurd. It is rigging the game in favor of the Democrats because getting power they didn't earn. Where are you on Democrat chairs as far as putting them in charge in certain committees in the Texas House?
I am absolutely opposed to it and have said on my vote for Speaker of the House, I would not vote for any speaker that will appoint Democrats as chairs of committee. And, you know, you always ask the question, follow the money. At Dade Phelan's kickoff campaign event, he listed on his invitation Democrats who have been giving millions of dollars to the DNC and to other Democrat organizations. And they're on the host committee, you know, kicking off his campaign for re-election.
Wow.
And so if you follow the money, the people behind this guy are the people that he is then turning around and appointing into positions of power. And that's how he's getting his power. Even in the district level, Dade Phelan is working to turn out Democrats who didn't vote in the Democrat primary and get them to cross over and vote in this runoff election. And so he thinks by working with the Democrats in his district, working with the Democrats in the Texas House, he can hold on to his power just a little bit longer. But the time has come where Republicans and conservatives are saying, you know, enough is enough. Do what you said you're going to do or get out of the way. And I think that that's the message to all politicians. And, you know, this was a David and Goliath type of election for me to come up against the Speaker of the House. But the conservatives in this district and around the state said enough is enough. We're getting rid of this man who sells us out at every opportunity.
Yeah, and let's detail that because he took me right where I wanted to go. The Democrat Party, it is the most radical, anti-American version of the Democrat Party this nation has ever been cursed with. They're pro-illegal immigration. They're pro-criminal. Look at what they're doing to the economy. Look at what the Democrats are doing to the cost of fuel. And they're trying to force all Americans into electric vehicles. We're an energy-rich state here in Texas. And so they're working to impoverish us here in Texas. Look at what they're doing, the Democrat Party, on the national level and how they have completely destroyed America's national security. Everywhere you turn, the Democrats are anti-American and radical. And Dade Phelan says, oh, I want to work with those people and I want to help them advance their agenda. Dade Phelan killed a bill that would have prevented enemies of the United States from buying land in Texas, enemies like China, Russia, and Iran. He made sure that those enemy countries could continue to buy land in the great state of Texas. He killed education freedom and parental school choice. He killed an end to taxpayer-funded lobbying, which, by the way, another scandal that's developed, these ISDs, all around Texas, they are now donating our money, $5,000, each one of them, to this corrupt Pastors for Texas Kids group. It's a lobbying group, and they're doing it with our money, Mr. Covey. And here is Dade Phelan making sure all of that happens, that Democrats can do max damage to us. And I think, as you rightly point out, Texans are tired of Republicans delivering us to this radicalism. No?
It's, yes, it's, you know, the Democrat Party is not the party from 40 years ago, 30, not even 20 years ago. They have become radicalized. And so when Dade Phelan partners with these Democrats and appoints his open border Democrats to committees, then it has consequences. And so Dade Phelan was the only Republican in the House or the Senate to not vote for Senate Bill 4, which was to close the border, to get fingerprinting, identify who's coming over, and let's make sure we know how many times they've come over.
Yeah.
He was the only Republican not to vote for it. He also used his Obama attorney, parliamentarian that he hired to kill on a point of order House Bill 20, which created a border protection unit to be down at the border and take serious measures. So he can try to say that, oh, well, you know, everybody's always appointed Democrats. That's not true, but that's his line. But his voting record stands for itself as well. And the fact that he kills border security, that falls on him. That's his legacy. He's an open border Democrat running to be the Republican Speaker of the House.
Yep. And you know what? This so-called tradition of the majority party putting in chairmen from the other party into powerful committees. You know when that started? And I know that Dade Phelan says, that was forever we've been doing that. You know when that started?
I want to say when Joe Strauss made an alliance to become Speaker with mostly Democrats.
Little before that. 1970 is when it started. Now, to a guy like Dade Phelan with the brains that Dade Phelan has, that's forever. But 1970 wasn't forever. And you know what? The Democrats put one Republican in charge, not the 13, not the nine that he is doing. No. So it was one Republican, and they used that as the predicate, again, because they're really Democrats, Mr. Covey.
That's
now, look,
right. Well,
go ahead.
Well, you know, at that time, Democrats were still winning statewide offices, but the last Democrats to win a statewide office, I believe, was 1996, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been winning all the Republican statewide offices, and yet we're giving more and more power to the Democrats the more that the voters give power to the Republicans.
And
so the sellout becomes larger every time we do that.
Yeah, no kidding. And because of the radicalism of the Democrat Party, there are many, many Texans who aren't in the mood to tolerate that system anymore. Look, last thing, there are a lot of folks whose races have been decided. A lot of people kicked out their so-called rhinos or their pro-Democrat Republicans, kicked them to the curb. So they've got some time maybe, and they've got a little extra money. How much could you use support so that Texas could be benefited? Give me your appeal to everybody around Texas so that we can be rid of this cancer who is Dade Phelan.
Well, I would tell all the listeners that this race impacts Texas. This is a once-in-a-generation election in that a speaker like this hasn't been taken out in 50 years. And so to take out a speaker, the incumbent, this is a chance to send a message all across the great state of Texas and say that freedom and liberty still burn bright and that conservatives are ready for Republicans to act in a conservative way. We want you to govern as conservatives. And so this is an opportunity to come make a difference. And we're giving this everything we have. We have a great ground team, but anyone that can come and knock a few doors on a Saturday, we're not going to outspend him. He has more money than we do, but we can outwork him. And he's not going talking to the voters, but we will, because we want to know what's important to them. So anyone that wants to volunteer can go to coveyfortexas.com and sign up. They can donate there. This is an effort by all of Texans to rid ourselves of a cancer that is selling us out and making our state less safe.
Amen to that. David Covey, best of luck. Keep us posted on the campaign trail, okay?
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Make the word Republican mean something again. Make sure that there are standards in the Republican Party and they are lived up to. Right now, those who are in charge of the Republican Party do not meet any standards that have been laid out in the Republican Party platform. In fact, the only standards Mitch McConnell, John Cornyn, Dade Phelan, and their left-wing lieutenants, the only standards they like to meet is pleasing Democrats. And I don't think that's the role of an opposition party. Maybe you disagree, but I think those who are invested in making sure that we have a choice at the ballot box, that there's a competition of ideas, should insist that there actually is a competition of ideas. So until we visit again, my friends, I want you to remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.